This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Search and rescue operations entered day six on Tuesday in the rubble of the partially collapsed apartment building in Surfside, Florida. 12 people are now confirmed to have died, with another 149 reported as still missing. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniella Levine Cava told reporters Tuesday, quote, "We have people waiting and waiting and waiting for news. We have them coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive, and still hope against hope that they will. This is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone." Authorities are still calling the collapse a search and rescue operation, despite no one being found alive since just hours after the 12-floor 156-unit tower collapsed last Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will visit the scene Thursday. Rescue teams reportedly were working around the clock, slowly picking through the rubble and twisted metal using dog teams, cranes, and infrared scanners. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the building's structural failure. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned Tuesday that their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, saying it would take effect immediately. That came after nearly 8 months of conflict in the region. More on that story is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indian officials announced Tuesday that Indian pharmaceutical company Cipla has been approved to distribute its partner Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine as the country seeks to ramp up its vaccination program to prevent a third wave of the virus. The authorization will allow the Moderna vaccine to be imported into India. It will be the fourth COVID-19 vaccine given emergency approval for use in the country. So far, India has administered about 330 million doses, but with a population of 1.36 billion, the vaccination rate is much lower than several other countries. India has the world's second highest number of infections, with more than 30 million cases and almost 398,000 deaths. Separately, the European Commission, the European Union's executive wing, has warned organizers of the European Soccer Championships that they need to carefully assess holding the semifinal and final of the tournament, considering the recent surge of the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus in Britain. The games are scheduled for next week at London's Wembley Stadium, with more than 60,000 fans expected. That's 75% of the stadium's capacity. Elsewhere in the world, Australia, four major cities are now heading into lockdown due to the growing presence of the highly infectious Delta variant. At least 150 newly confirmed coronavirus cases across Australia have been traced to a Sydney Airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the government can indefinitely detain certain immigrants who say they will face persecution or torture if they are deported to their native countries. The issue for the court was whether the government could hold the immigrants without having an immigration judge weigh in. Over the dissent of three liberal justices, the court held 6-3 that the immigrants are not entitled to a hearing about whether they should be released while the government evaluates their claim. The case involves people who had been previously deported and, when detained after re-entering the United States illegally, claimed they would be persecuted or tortured if sent back. United Nations member states agreed Tuesday on a budget of some $6 billion for the world body's 12 peacekeeping missions for the next year. The agreement narrowly averted a possible shutdown of operations. The 193 member of the UN General Assembly Budget Committee agreed to the peacekeeping budget for the year through June 30, 2022. It will be formally adopted by the General Assembly on Wednesday. Top UN officials said Monday that the peacekeeping missions, most of which are in Africa and the Middle East, had been advised to start putting contingency plans in place in case the budget was not passed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.